Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 13th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Welcome to Shatlux, who is our January patron. I just want to give a shout out to Shatlux because, A, we still don't know how to pronounce your username. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. If I'm not, certainly let us know. I know we talked a bit about this on the Gamers In, the most recent episode, but shout out to him because he or she has been commenting on our Patreon posts. Some great dialogue about Witcher and filling us in. I really gotta say that there hasn't been a show maybe since Game of Thrones that has really made me want to read those tomes of a book. And I was actually thinking about The Witcher and thinking, man, maybe I should try an audiobook. I'm a big podcaster. I love to listen to podcasts. My main concern with audiobooks is that I will forever, well, I'll further set myself back in terms of my backlog. I mean, I've started to come up with a system which is kind of similar to how I'm doing games with my podcasts. Is I'm trying to catch up with as many as I can. I've got about 200 episodes sort of earmarked on my podcatcher, which is Overcast. Don't worry, they're not all set to download. They're all basically sitting there set to stream until I'm ready to listen to them, and then they'll download. But I think a majority of those are essentially the back catalog from till about mid or late August for the morning stream. So it's not as bad as it seems. When you have a podcast that you like to listen to that is 2 hours long each episode and they do 5 episodes a week, they start to add up. But I am catching up with a majority of my shows, and I'm really excited about that. But I'm also kind of trying to prioritize any episode that came out in 2020. So as soon as an episode comes out in 2020, I'm listening to it. I still very much enjoy listening to podcasts. What just really drives me crazy is falling behind. And what is second to that that drives me crazy is leaving shows behind. I really don't like dropping shows unless I have to. Anything I start to listen to or consume as content, I like to finish. There's only been a couple of examples of me completely jumping out when it comes to content, and usually it is just because, like, well, I have too many of these, or this content's not holding up its end of the bargain. A good example from a TV perspective was The Big Bang Theory. I just, like, this is just going to keep going forever. So I stopped watching it, and sure enough, when that happened, it's like, oh, the next one's our last season, so nerd joke, here's some material, so your Nana will make fun of you because she knows you play video games. Real thing that happened to me. So anyways, welcome, Shatlux. You're our January patron, and we will continue to sing your praises for the remainder of the month and into the future. We love all our patrons. Anyways, over at the Gamers Inn, will we talk about Control? I think so. Very likely. I have not reached out to Jocelyn to see if she's had a chance to boot it back up. I know she's been very busy with work and starting her new job. And I think it goes back to the idea that it's a big game. And it's a big undertaking to jump into something that you know you might like, but still is an undertaking to jump back into something quite as beefy as Control. I know I did it a couple times with that game. I started it and stopped and started and stopped. So I get it. I really do. So we'll talk about that eventually. I've finished it. I've really enjoyed it. I know Jocelyn will really enjoy it because of her love of Quantum Break, which is by the same developers. So hopefully we'll talk about that this week or next. The other thing I've been looking at is I finally, as promised, introduced Ring Fit Adventure into my routine. I was saying that I usually try to go for a run every other day, and I wanted something light, but still something that could give me some quote-unquote exercise. I don't know why I said quote-unquote, because a lot of people probably look at Ring Fit Adventure and think, nah, it's not exercise. You guys haven't played it, if you're thinking that, because honestly, I played it, and I have an Apple Watch, and the Apple Watch has a setting for, like, gaming fitness, which is nice, as a nice touch to kind of track that exercise. And, you know, I'm not going to go based on that or based on what the game says. I usually go based on, are you sweating? And Ring Fit Adventure does get you sweating. It really does. I was surprised. I think we talked a bit about it when Jocelyn brought it over and we played it, and I thought, okay, this is an exercise game. And we were kind of, you know, we were playing around. We weren't taking it super seriously. So again, when I started it this week, I thought, okay, I'm going to be serious about this and really put my effort into these exercises. And I found, like, I would play for about 20 to 30 minutes each session, and I'd be hitting my activity goal on my watch and my calorie goal, my move goal, and it works. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's varied enough, and, you know, they give you enough exercises to use in battle. So if for some reason, like for me, if you do squats once or twice, it's like, okay, my legs need a break. You can kind of look elsewhere for other exercises that will work other parts of your body. And it dynamically looks at what you've done. And when you say, okay, I'm done for today, it allows you to, it's an optional cool down period. And in that cool down period, it's based on what exercise you did. It said, like, oh, you did a lot of upper arm exercises, so we're going to focus on cooling down with your, you know, upper body, you know. But I really enjoyed it, and it works. It certainly gets your heart rate going, and it's a lot of fun. I don't know if you saw, I tweeted out a video of it. The voice acting can sometimes be a bit much, but honestly, in terms of the exercise, who would have thought just like squeezing this giant plastic ring and like wearing a Joy-Con strapped to your leg would produce something this fun? I mean, Nintendo's all about trying new things, and sometimes they nail it. I think Labo was kind of like one of those, you know, it's cool, but not going to light the world on fire. But I think Ring Fit Adventure is one of those games that requires a successful platform like the Switch to do well. Because if it were on anything else, it's not a system seller. But it is certainly something that's like, yeah, I'll throw $100 at this and try it out. If it means I'm going to, you know, get some exercise in. And I think it's really good. Honestly, I'm really enjoying it. I hope it has a long-term sort of impact with my gaming, in the sense that I don't just play for a month in January and then stop. I'm actually going to go play right now. I had such a crazy day that, and this is the other thing that works well for Ring Fit Adventures, I had such a crazy day that my rings are almost filled on my Apple Watch, but I've got like maybe a 5-minute activity window that I need to hit. So I'm going to go like just play some Ring Fit Adventure and finish off those rings, and I'll be done for today. And actually, I'm happy to report that last week I completed all my rings all week. So I was really happy about that. The first time I ever done that. So again, I know it's January. Let's revisit this in February and see if it's still happening. I know January is kind of sometimes an enigma when it comes to exercise and saying you're going to do better. But yeah, I'll report back. I'm really enjoying it. And if you're interested in Ring Fit Adventure for any of the reasons we've discussed on this Patreon mini or even on the main show, it's worth it. Definitely look into it. On Summoner's Call, we did our episode, I just posted it yesterday. We talked about the new Genealogy Heroes. Eddie and I have not played the Genealogy Heroes, but, you know, we're... how do I put this gently? We're kind of like... we're unsure when these new heroes come in, because obviously we want heroes we like, but we also want to learn more about these heroes, and these new heroes being added to Fire Emblem Heroes from a game that never came to North America is an opportunity to learn more. And I've gotten to the point where with these characters for Genealogy where I'm like, I kind of want to learn more. And I wish there was a Nintendo way to do that outside of Fire Emblem Heroes, you know, playing one of the Genealogy games. And I thought, well, wouldn't that make a great remake fodder? You know, we got Shadows of Valentia, and I thought, maybe that's a good one to look at and bring over to North America and update. Made a good point. He thought maybe they'd do Binding Blade and Blazing Blade, you know, the Roy and Lynn games, and that would kind of work in terms of there being nostalgia across the world for the GBA game, although I think it was better received in North America. And then also looking at the Roy games, which are the sequel to the Lynn games, because the Lynn games are a prequel, I think that would be interesting. as well. So we'll see what kind of has the biggest impact when Nintendo starts to talk about their 2020 and future lineup. They brought back Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE for Switch. It's coming out Friday, January 17th. So if that game can get a second life on the Switch, I think an obscure Japanese-only Fire Emblem game certainly can. Tokyo Mirage Sessions did actually come out on Wii U. It's kind of one of those ports that they're bringing over. But yeah, unfortunately, I'm traveling this weekend, so we won't be recording an episode. So certainly jump into our Discord, bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Join our Fire Emblem channel, where we're certainly going to be talking about all the stuff happening in the game and any announcements that may happen while I'm away. But we will be back before the end of January with a brand new episode where, yes, we will be starting our playthrough of Sacred Stones. Eddie has started. We did a little prologue, sort of get the story out of the way type thing, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to playing it. So I'm playing on the 3DS through the Ambassador program, and Eddie is playing on his Wii U. He actually set it back up. It works. And he played a couple chapters of Sacred Stones. We talked about that. Looking forward to new games coming out this month. It's kind of light, but I think there's something in here for everyone, depending on what you're looking for. A lot of remasters, a lot of re-releases. As I mentioned, Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE comes out to Switch on January 17th. Moons of Madness coming to PS4 and Xbox One. I believe that is already out on PC, but that's coming out January 21st to consoles. Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles Remastered Edition, PS4 and Switch on January 23rd. Oddworld Strangers Wrath HD coming to Switch on the 23rd as well. Journey to a Savage Planet on Xbox One and PC coming January 28th. Pillars of Eternity 2, Deadfire, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on January 28th. Again, another game that's been out on PC for a bit. And finally, Through the Darkest of Times, PC, January 30th. Be sure to join in on the conversation, like I mentioned, by going to Discord. Go over to bit.ly/TGIDiscord and join our lovely community. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.